Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Swine flu vaccinations are underway in Massachusetts, but so far there aren't nearly as many suspected H1N1 cases this fall as there were in the spring. Still, public health officials are not letting their guard down. The state will continue getting vaccine shipments through the winter, and plans to set up clinics are in the works. So, it's time for an update with WBUR's health and science reporter, Sasha Pfeiffer. Sasha, good morning, and thanks for coming in on this Tuesday.
Good morning, Bob. You're welcome.
Tell us first off, how widespread does H1N1 seem to be in Massachusetts right now? You say just a few cases.
Right. It's not widespread at all, actually. In parts of the South and Midwest, the number of suspected H1N1 cases is higher than in New England. But here, we've pretty much been spared so far this fall. That's what I'm hearing from health officials at local schools and communities, including Anita Berry, who's the director of the Infectious Disease Bureau at the Boston Public Health Commission.
What we're seeing are very small numbers of influenza cases in Boston at this point. None of them are hospitalized. We track visits at university health centers. They're not at a very high level. We track visits at the school nurses' offices. They're not at a very high level.
And it's not just that the levels aren't very high. They're actually relatively low. Keep in mind, though, that the state's no longer testing for the type of flu, but doctors assume most cases are H1N1. So in the first week of October, for example, Boston had a total of only 8 new flu cases.
Just 8 new cases. That's a real turnaround from the spring, when some schools had 20% absenteeism rates because of the flu. What's different this fall?
The medical community doesn't know for sure. But the reality is there's still a lot of mystery surrounding H1N1. Dr. Berry says there are two prevailing theories.
It could be that the virus just hasn't hit our area yet. I think an explanation that people are hoping for is that there was so much illness in the community last year that we have a lot of immunity in the population to the 2009 H1N1 virus.
And the reason there could be that widespread immunity is that once someone has been infected with a particular strain of flu, they develop a resistance and they won't get sick from it again.
Well, could this be the calm before the storm, as Dr. Barry suggests? And if so, when might the swine flu season get into high gear?
Yes, it could be the calm before the storm. The typical flu season really kicks in December, maybe late November. But Dr. Berry says we can't be sure when H1N1 might start spreading more widely, if that even ends up happening.
Some years in Boston, we've seen peak right around Christmas time, just to ruin people's holidays, I think. Sometimes we haven't seen the peak until February. You really can't predict with influenza viruses. They are totally unpredictable.
And that's why the medical community recommends that people get vaccinated for both seasonal flu and H1N1.
But, Sasha, not everyone has access to the vaccinations yet, right?
Right. They don't. The general public basically doesn't have access yet. So far, only clinical settings like hospitals are getting the vaccine, and they're vaccinating priority groups such as health workers and children and pregnant women. Now, the early shipments of vaccine were mostly the nasal spray, which isn't appropriate for everyone, including pregnant women and people with asthma. But now the injectable vaccine is trickling in, too.
Does that mean we won't be seeing large swine flu H1N1 vaccination clinics right away?
That's right. Local boards of health and other public health care providers probably won't have enough H1N1 vaccine to hold big free clinics until November.
And what about the concerns that a lot of people have? I hear them even in my own family about the safety of the vaccine. Are clinic organizers worried that turnout will be low?
Well, if Cambridge is any guide, a seasonal flu clinic held there last week had a 50% increase in attendance over last year. Louise Rice is with the Cambridge Public Health Department.
What I explain to people is every year the seasonal flu vaccine is made up of 3 different new strains of influenza that have been circulating in the world. And we didn't have time to put this new H1N1 into this year's seasonal flu, so now we're rolling it out as a separate shot. But it's really no different from the seasonal flu vaccine.
So Rice says people should be assured that it's safe. She also says that even if you're one of those people who thinks, I never get the flu, so why should I bother getting the vaccine, remember that you're not just getting it for yourself, you're also getting it to protect the people around you.
And of course, you can get more information about all this from the special section on our website. Search for swine flu at the website, WBUR.org. Sasha Pfeiffer, WBUR Health and Science Reporter, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.